Martin responds to the Pope with a series of publications which begin rolling off the printing press. They find their way not only to the Pope, but also to ordinary people everywhere.
This new way to communicate enabled me to quickly distribute my responses to the Pope, as well as my teaching and my sermons. It would not be unusual to hear one of my printed sermons being read out loud in a local pub.
June 1520, the Pope issues a formal declaration excommunicating Luther. Is this a surprise to anyone?
He called Luther a wild boar loose in the vineyard.
I received it, read it, threw it onto the fire.
October 1520, the firestorm is beginning to surround Martin. He publishes the Babylon Captivity.
The Bible does not support seven sacraments, but only two, baptism and communion.
This is a devastating blow. It blasts away the foundation of the church's exclusive channels of grace.
Oh, and just to stir up a little more trouble, I also accuse the Pope of being the Antichrist.
April 1521, 3.5 years after the 95 Theses, and many, many books later, a special meeting is called in Worms, Germany, for a final confrontation with Luther and his heresies. Once again, Rome has to come to Luther.